are listening to Find Your Flow in Moco, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to Find Your Flow in Moco. I'm your guest host, Lily Beth Warner. I'm so excited to get to talk with our guest today. She is one of the board of directors of one of my all-time favorite festivals here in Decatur, the Alabama Jubilee. And her name is Ramona Evans. Thank you so much for coming and talking with us today, Ramona.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to talking to you and sharing about the Jubilee.
I'm so excited to talk with you, and we have so much to talk about. But before we get into that, how about we talk about our favorite Southern treat in our cheese straw segment? So today's cheese straw segment is going to be provided by Ramona. Can you please describe what a cheese straw will taste like?
Well, it's extremely cheesy and has to be really crunchy to be really good, and have just enough cayenne pepper to put a little kick in it. But the most important part is, even though I like them when I buy them, homemade cannot be beat. You have to have homemade cheese straws.
I love this segment so much. Everyone just describes them so differently, but I have to agree with you. I think that that is the perfect way to make a cheese straw. So Ramona, I'm so happy to meet with you today. Could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I've been a teacher for over 40 years, and it was when I came to Decatur that I found out about the hot air balloons. Actually, my first year in college, I saw three of these mammoth giants floating across the sky, and I think that's where my love for hot air balloons began. But that was 1975, so we're almost 50 years since that day. So it is now, I've been on the committee for 31 years, and I still love it as much today as I did the first time I joined.
Oh, I love that. 30 years has been incredible to be part of such a beloved festival in Decatur. What would be your favorite part about being involved in the organizing of the Alabama Jubilee?
I think just the cooperation between all of the group of volunteers and knowing that it is an all-volunteer-based group. I think that's what a lot of people don't realize, is that we are just a group of people who have come together for something that we love and to promote Decatur. That's what the Jubilee originally started as, was to promote tourism in Decatur in 1978. And so having the group of volunteers that come, and it's hard to believe as much as it's grown that we can actually pull this off. And, you know, we're nervous up until the day it starts, but then once it gets everything in place and gets started, then it's just enjoy the weekend. And so my favorite part is when we get it all set up and we're all ready to go, we can just not sit back and enjoy it, but it's like, let's just, if we have any little hiccups, let's deal with it. But other than that, we just enjoy. We enjoy the people. We enjoy all of the events. And we love seeing all of the colorful balloons as they take off.
I'm sure it takes a ton of hard work to, one, organize all the volunteers, but to really pull off what you all do is truly magical. I'm so thankful that we have enough people in our community that really want to push tourism and give back something that is this special.
When talking about volunteers, I think it's important for people to know that that is the only way this event takes place. And a few years ago, we were all getting a little worried because we were all getting a little older and we needed some young blood. I am so happy to say that over the last couple of years, we're seeing more young adults coming on board and wanting to be a part of the Jubilee. Not only as volunteers and committee people, we're seeing some young pilots, and that's very important because so many of the pilots are getting older. This is an event that's been around for quite a while. So we love seeing the young people in Decatur wanting to be a part of this great event. and we really would encourage you to be a part of us. Even though we're only 2.5 weeks out from the Jubilee, it's not too late to volunteer. So if anyone wants to contact Lily Beth or anything, go to our website, alabamajubilee.net. We still need volunteers.
I'm sure you'll need tons of volunteers because this event is absolutely huge. Can you give me a quick breakdown of what all this event entails?
Well, the main field is where all of the hot air balloons and all of the bands and acts take place at Point Mallard. But we also have a car show that is there on Saturday only from like 9 in the morning until around 2 in the afternoon. We also have the Southland Flywheelers Tractor Show, and that is from 8 in the morning until probably 1 to 2 in the afternoon on Saturday as well. So those two events are only there those 2 days. The Decatur Art Guild is there both days from 7 in the morning until 7 at night on Saturday, and I think until 6 on Sunday. But they have a new location, and we need everyone to know that there have been changes at Point Mallard, and the pavilion where they used to be is no longer there. So they will be along the soccer field. So it's actually a little closer to the balloon field, but we will have them all day. The ballooning event itself, the pilots have a briefing at 6 a.m. So if you're coming in the morning, you have to get there bright and early.
And definitely for those early birds.
It is. And they have the pilot briefing, and usually the balloons start to lift off around 6:30 if possible. And so that is in the morning. It's important for people to know the balloons are not there during the middle of the day. They can't fly in the middle of the day. So that's when the pilots, a lot of them, because they are up so early, they may go back and take a quick nap before coming back out to the field. And then they are there around 5:30 for the pilot briefing for the evening events, which includes a fun flight where some of the balloons take off. Some of the balloons may stay on the field and do tether rides, and which it's important to know that the pilot can only tether as long as they have fuel. So even when the line gets long, and it does because everybody wants to go in the balloons, and we love to do it, but just know that there's a chance you may get right up to the end and the fuel's gone. But some of them do the tether rides, and then we have, once it gets dark, we have a balloon glow on Saturday. And on Sunday, don't come out at 6:30 in the morning thinking you're going to see those balloons take off, because they're not going to. They're going to come there, and they're going to get their instructions, and they're going to leave the field and go at least 3 miles away from the field. And they attempt to fly back in. And there is a pole that has a key at the top, and the pilots are attempting to fly over and grab that key ring. So it's kind of neat. It's a different type of race, but you can come out a little later and be there and see the balloons as they one by one drift back across the field. So it's a great morning flight, just very different. And then Sunday night, we will have, again, some of the balloons will tether, some will fly. And then at 9:30, we will have fireworks. I think it's important to know that this event is a Saturday and Sunday event. We close at the end of the fireworks on Sunday evening because we have a lot of pilots that have a long way to go to get home. I mean, we have pilots that come from Missouri, from Kentucky, just a long way, and they have to get back to their jobs on Tuesday. And so asking them to stay over and fly on Monday is just too hard. So just know that if you show up at Point Mallard on Monday, I hope you're there for the water park, because you're not going to see a balloon.
And Memorial Day weekend is the opening of Point Mallard Park. So if you're coming for the balloons, you can stay for the fun at the water park later. So one thing I've always loved about the Jubilee is they have such great music. Could you tell me a little bit more about what entertainment's going to be here this year?
Okay, yes. Starting at 2:30 on Saturday, we're going to have the Fraternity, which is a barbershop quartet at the stage. Then at 5:30, we'll have Hayes Warner, presented by WZYP. And at, from 6 to 10 will be Chad Burdine and the Best Men. Now that's all Saturday. Then on Sunday, we will have, starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we will have the karaoke on stage from 2 to 4. So that's some of our locals coming out and doing their best.
That one's so much fun. I have really loved watching all the karaoke. That is not to be missed. People have some great voices.
Yes. And then from 6 to 10, we will have Rewind of the Shoals as our primary entertainment.
Well, thank you so much for that incredible breakdown. I am so excited about so many different parts of this festival. And one thing I remember growing up as a kid was the carnival games that we also got to play through the main drag of the event. Are those going to be here again this year?
Yes, they will. We have a great lineup of vendors this year. On the end, we have a whole group of inflatables and, as you said, carnival-type games, throwing the ball at the target, different things. We have a bungee jump that is there. We also have some incredible face painting that is there. And the kids always love all of those things. Our food vendors, I think we try not to have too many of the same thing because we do have limited space. So we need to have a variety. So you won't see a lot of duplicates there. And then we have quite a few merchandise that has some unique items, such as we have Luna Moth, that is a candle lady that makes all of them in like antique cups. We have, cool. I think, furry beards. For you guys that have that facial hair, you can come out and shop. They have things for you too. We have, of course, all of the glow things that the kids just love. And we'll have those both on the vendor row as well as out on the field. We always have one of my favorite vendors. I shouldn't have favorites, but I do, because guess what? They have all kinds of balloon merchandise. So that's why they are my favorite, I think. But we also have, if you are needing a t-shirt for the festival, we will have a tent set up with this year's t-shirt. We are going to... Also, we need to talk about tickets, sales. And so we're going to do something a little different this year. We're still working out all of the details, but we will have the pins available where you buy your tickets. So if you want the commemorative pin, you'll see signs where you can get them at the ticket booth as well when you're buying your tickets. And those tickets are for food and the inflatables and the bungee jump, those activities. The merchandise vendors take cash, but everybody else, get your tickets, please.
I always love getting my tickets for the Jubilee. I think I always have to get either around at least 10 just to get my funnel cake. But it's not something to be missed. And the ticket booths are super easy. The Jubilee team does a great job of getting people through those very quickly so you can go out and have your fun. And you've told me so many great things about this year's festival. How about looking back on a couple of years back? And is there anything that it might be behind the scenes that you'd like to share with us about previous Jubilee?
One of the things that I don't know if people realize is that the Jubilee has been going on since 1978. And in 2020, as we know, the world kind of came to a stop then. But our local pilots wanted to make sure that Decatur still had their balloon festival on Memorial Day weekend. So even though it wasn't our big event the way we all know it to be, we had roughly 8 to 10 pilots that were local that took off from different parts of Decatur so that people could still enjoy their Memorial Day weekend hot air balloon event. So some events didn't take place that year, but we haven't missed a year since 1978 when it began, and we wanted to keep going. You know, one of my favorite things, we were talking about favorite things. One of my favorite things is when I am on a golf cart most of the weekend, but going around and talking to the people that have come to Decatur. We have people, this is a destination event for sure. We had a lady that came from Arkansas a couple of years ago, and she brought 4 vehicles filled with her family for her her bucket list of activities. She wanted to see the hot air balloons. And listening to her and her family talk about it was just amazing. And you hear that and you see the faces of the children and the adults. Many years ago, we actually had a balloon that came that, you know, I love watching the Hallmark movies where these people just gracefully enter the balloon basket and they take off sometimes with no pilot there. You know, they definitely yeah, don't know much about
realistic.
Hot air balloon. Not realistic at all. But we had a basket that came years ago, and it was handicap accessible, and I loved that. We had a lady in her 90s that came out because she wanted to ride in a balloon. And so having that with the door where we could open the basket and they could just step through to be able to do the ride, she went back. She was living in a nursing home at that time, and she said, I'm going back to tell them what I did today. So to me, that is, it's an event for all ages.
It truly is. And I think that it's so special that not only are you getting to see people's dreams come true by even just seeing hot air balloons, but to actually have the opportunity to go up in one and do tethered rides is so incredible. Because mm-hmm. there's not hot air balloons just anywhere. I feel like we're one of the biggest ones in Alabama. And so I am super, super proud to have grown up in Decatur and tell everyone that I'm where the balloons are from.
Yes. You know, one thing that's really unique about the Alabama Jubilee Balloon Festival is that we are a free event. We do not have an admission charge to get in, which is not the case at most balloon festivals. But it is a free event. We have the vendors there that help and our wonderful sponsors that help. But another very unique thing about Jubilee is that at some of the balloon festivals, you're not allowed to walk up close and get personal with the balloons and the pilots. You're kept at a distance to view it. But with Jubilee, people can walk among the balloons and see them. We ask you to be very careful when you're doing it, though, because there are lines attached. And so we don't want you stepping over a line or getting tripped and, you know, and sometimes people come out and they will set up their blankets and things, and we may have to ask you to move while we are getting the balloons inflated. So don't take offense if we ask you to move. There is a reason, because these giants take up a lot of space.
And it's very important that we maintain safety at these events. And I think the Jubilee staff does such a great job of making sure everyone stays safe. But that's such a great opportunity because you really get to see the balloons up close better than these other places where you can't get near them. And so if you're mm-hmm. a photographer, the photos are absolutely insane. Being able to take photos of all the different hot air balloons around you, just standing and seeing them all in the field, is really a special experience. And you were talking a little bit earlier about the sponsors of this awesome event. So can we hear a little bit more about the special collaborations or partnerships that you've made with local businesses or organizations that have really made a significant impact on the event?
Sure. We have some major sponsors. Our super sponsors is what they're called. One of the longest being Lynn Layton Chevrolet, who sponsors the Key Grab. At one time, you actually want a vehicle, but the cost of insurance and everything has kind of changed that. So now it's a cash reward if you are able to take those keys off the top. Pepsi has always been a wonderful sponsor for Jubilee. They really help us year long. It's great. We've had a great relationship with Domino's. And even when we had the new owners come in, guess what? The new owners, they love Jubilee just as much. What's important is you don't have to be a big sponsor. We have different levels of sponsorship. And so a lot of the small businesses come in as a sponsor. And, you know, we would love to have more people be a part of the Jubilee because it's very important. It takes a lot to put this event on, but our local visitors are sponsors. I had one recently that when I was visiting another event and I talked to them and said, hey, you need to be a sponsor for Jubilee. And he jumped up and said, yes, we do. So guys, they don't know how. So if you don't know how to be a sponsor for the Jubilee, and if you know anyone that's on the committee, you can contact any one of us. We have a website that's up year-round. You can let us know that you're interested. We would love to come talk to you. We try to go out, but we can't go to all of the businesses. So if this event is something that you really care about and would like to be helpful, I keep trying to, like I said, I hate mentioning just specific sponsors because they're all important to us. And Daikin has been a great sponsor for us. 3M has been a sponsor for us. There's just so many. So if you go to our Facebook page, we try to acknowledge all of these sponsors on our social media. So that way you can see who is out there. And just know that we would love to add your name and your logo onto our site.
And who wouldn't want to be a sponsor for such a fun community event? And we're so excited that it's coming up really, really soon on Memorial Day weekend at Point Mallard Park. So y'all make sure not to miss it. And so we're going to continue with our Did You Know segment. In this segment, we ask our guests one last question before they leave. And we've asked Ramona to share something fun, cool, and interesting about herself that you've probably never known. So, did you know?
31 years ago, when I first heard really about the ballooning committee, a friend of mine was doing the t-shirts. And it was a purple t-shirt that year. And I really liked it. And I really wanted that purple t-shirt. And I asked her, you know, how can I get that t-shirt? I wanted to buy a t-shirt. She said, you can't. We have our t-shirts every year, but there's a special color that is done just for the volunteers that are the committee, not volunteers necessarily, because we have volunteers to come in at the end. But she said, you have to be a part of the committee to put this event on. That's the only way you can get this shirt. And I was like, okay, what do I have to do? So 31 years later, I'm still paying for that t-shirt because I work year-round with the rest of the committee for us to be able to put this great event on. So that's how I got involved with it, was all because of a t-shirt. And that's kind of crazy.
Must have been one beautiful t-shirt. I'm sure it was, because the t-shirts at Jubilee are always so very pretty. Well, thank you so much, Ramona, for coming on the podcast with me today. I enjoyed learning more about you and about the Alabama Jubilee. And you can find more information about the Alabama Jubilee at www.alabamajubilee.net, where you can find a full breakdown of their sponsors, of the schedule of the entire weekend, and learn about the different balloons coming this year. And you can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or visit our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo.
This has been another episode of Find Your Flow in MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.